This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A California couple who shackled 12 of their 13 children for years has been sentenced to life in prison. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, David and Louise Turpin will not be eligible for parole for 25 years.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me. But now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Justice Department has dismissed a subpoena by the House Judiciary Committee for an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. A statement from the Justice Department called the request premature and unnecessary. But as Sagar Meghani reports, the committee chairman wants to see the entire document.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Christians worldwide observed Good Friday on Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Robert Berger was on scene in Jerusalem as worshipers carried out an ancient Holy Land tradition.
Jerusalem was awash with thousands of pilgrims marching through the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, in Jerusalem's old city. Some carried big wooden crosses on their shoulders. They sang hymns and read scriptures during the traditional Good Friday procession, retracing the path of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. Good Friday coincides with the biblical Jewish holiday of Passover this year, and Israelis also flocked to Jerusalem to celebrate. Palestinian Muslims attended Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, in Paris, the Catholic faithful marked